La da di ai. I had no choice but to hear you. You stayed in your case time and again, and I thought about it. You treat me like I'm a princess, and I'm not used to liking that, yeah. You ask how my day was. You've already won me over in spite of me, and don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet, and don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I couldn't help it, it's so.
Welcome to the studios of ESP Media, just north of downtown Cincinnati in Kenwood. I'm Rob Ebel with the head coach of the Molar Crusaders, Mike Welker, podcast number 12. Coach, nice win last night.
Thank you. I'm tired, man.
I bet.
I'm yawning. I worked hard last night. I was really, really working hard last night.
Brought your A game?
I did. The boys were energetic, so I felt I owed it to them to be a little energetic as well.
Perfect. Before we talk about the game, how'd you like the new turf in the field there at Sycamore High School?
It was nice. It was nice. It was about the same width as what we practice on at Molar. The extra, you know, probably 20 yards or, you know, 15 yards length was, we love that.
You know? To your benefit, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for our offense.
Yes.
I'm sure benefits everybody, but for our... what we're used to, we would much rather prefer to play on a bigger field than play on our sandbox at Molar. But it was, you know, the turf was nice. It was cool. There was a lot of people there, I felt like, last night.
Yeah, nice crowd, I was told.
Good. You weren't there.
I was at film night for football.
It's freezing last night. I was bundled up in my nice puffy coat, though, so I was excited.
Is that the same puffy coat you're wearing this morning?
Yeah.
Warm.
Puffy coat season. It's
yes.
Very exciting.
4-1 victory over Lakota East Thunderhawks. That mm-hmm. takes the Crusaders to 14-1-3 and live to play another day, which would be Saturday. Hamilton High School, 7 p.m. versus the Centerville Elks, which we'll talk about in segment two. But let's revisit, talk about Lakota East.
Okay, yeah. So the game kind of started off super fast, super physical.
Tell the fans what you mean by fast.
The ball was moving very quick. So, you know, there was a nervous energy for both teams. So,
okay.
You know, a typical game, if it's, you know, game 8 on your schedule, you may pass the ball back and you kind of work it around.
Sure.
And, you know, you start your offense. We passed the ball back and then attacked. We lose the ball, they get the ball, and they attack. You know, it just quickly became a frenetic. Is that the right word?
Yeah, sure.
A frenetic pace to the game. It was fun. There was a ton of energy in the first 5 to 10 minutes. We were able to get some really good opportunities. I think Jordan had a breakaway, and then Jake Reniker. I mean, holy cow! Jake Reniker played like a man last night. He was awesome, like just all over the field. We worked on his runs, offensive runs, on Monday's practice.
Okay.
Or at Monday's practice. And within like 10 minutes into the game, he had a really, really good opportunity on a header. I think Kuzmano crossed it, it was a great hit. It was either Heggy or Kuz or Parker. And Jake just barely headed it wide. But, you know, we had some really good opportunities in the first 10, 12 minutes. They had one or two. And then we just had maybe 20 minutes in. I subbed. It's always like great when you're a coach and you sub and it works. So I subbed out Ben, maybe 20, 22 in. Within 30 seconds, Peters scored a goal. So Peters subbed in Heggy. And within 30 seconds, Jordan took it baseline, beat a guy or two, was falling over, you know, did an extra touch, you know, that extra effort touch. Ball kind of gets a little bit out in Peters, toes it in the back of the net. It's exactly what we've talked about all year of, you know, the inches matter. You know, the Al Pacino speech.
The difference.
What movie was that? It's when they're the when he's Ooh-yah. Got Beamer or whatever his name is, the quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so you know we've done the piece with inches speech from Al Pacino before. You know, it's just it's literally a game could be won or lost on inches. Jordan, you know, falling backwards makes the extra effort to play a good ball across the goal. Peters falling backwards makes a great effort to put his toe on it and put it in the back of the net.
Any given Sunday.
Any given Sunday. Yeah. That speech is Al Pacino piece with inches speech. Mm-hmm. YouTube. It's like 5 minutes. It's fantastic. Maybe we end with that on the podcast today.
I'll see what I can do.
There might be some swear words. So you know, we get that goal. Great goal. Maybe 5-10 minutes later, Jordan gets a breakaway to put in the second goal. We looked really good in the first half. We were very offensive.
Any surprises from Lakota East?
Yeah, I mean, they're really good. You know, Birdsong is he was amazing last night.
As advertised.
Yeah, I mean, and his younger brother. I mean, they were both really good. Shapiro was really good.
Did you figure out if it was Jack or Jake?
It's Jack. Jack nice. Birdsong. Okay. And he was, I mean, he was 18 to 18, sideline to sideline. You know, any coach would love to have him on your team. He's just a really, really fantastic player. He was all over the place. He's very strong on the ball. He's really good. And, you know, he gave Will and Parker and Connor Fitz. I thought that, you know, those three played fantastic in the midfield. But, you know, I was... No, you know, we kind of knew what we were getting into. Okay. We were very offensive minded from the jump. We had a really good pregame speech that I think got everybody jacked up, and you know, we were ready to go. So it was all around really, really strong first half for us.
I know I had my earbuds in listening to Greg Waddell and Danny Welling, and one of the things that Danny mentioned is he was very pleased with the officiating. Last night. He thought they were very fair.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Coach?
So the center ref, his name is Nate. I forget his last name. His name's Nate. He officiates FCC games. So, I mean, he's really high level.
Okay.
He calls a really good game. He's very respectful. The officiating crew was actually using headsets last night, which made it really nice. You know, if I needed to basically ask something to the center ref, I could just ask the sideline ref. They're a professional crew, and they did really well. They controlled the game. Nothing really got out of hand. You know, at halftime, we spoke a little bit just about some things that I saw, and they handled it well. You know, Will and Parker get targeted a lot. Okay. You know, and that just comes with the territory of being a top 10 player in the city.
And when you say targeted,
every time they touch the ball, Will gets hit in the back. Every single time. Every time Parker touches the ball, he gets hit in the back. And as a coach, you know, it's frustrating because that's a foul, and that's I always say this word wrong. It's consistent infringement, I think, is what it's called.
Okay.
But you know, those two guys get hit a lot during the games, and I do my best to try to protect them of reminding the officials that you know that's the fifth time Will's been fouled, that's the third time Parker's been fouled. You know, and sometimes you get the calls and sometimes you don't, but. I thought Nate and his crew did a fantastic job. The sideline ref was actually his wife, and she did a great job. The far side ref, he did a fantastic job. I mean, it was just I appreciate officials that understand the magnitude of the game. They work. You know, all you ask for an official is work. You know, put yourself in the right position to make the calls.
The way I was, if you're hustling, you know, and you're in position to make the right calls, you have no beef.
Well, right. I mean, what do I yell? Hey, that was a foul. Right. I didn't see it that way. Okay. Right. You know, you're right. If you were in the position that your eyes saw it, then okay. You know, I disagree with you, but you were in the right position.
Sure.
So I can't argue with, you know, it's like the guys, the boys. You know, when I ask them, you know, why didn't we finish that? But if they're trying, you know, if they're working their hardest, and you know, I disagree, at least they're working their hardest, and that's you know,
that's really all you can ask.
Yeah. Yeah,
let me ask you a question: do officials, do your side judges in soccer, do they switch sides at halftime?
No, because that would be you want to keep it consistent. You keep the guys at the same spot because we switch sides. So since we switch sides, you want it to be consistently officiated on both sides.
Got it. Okay.
So if like one person was playing, you know, favoritism. But so, you know, we had a good halftime speech. We talked again about what we talked about before the game. Second half, we came out just as hungry. Will Lonneman had another highlight reel goal.
Sure. From way out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just, I mean, he makes it look so easy. It kind of makes me sick sometimes of like, I even asked him at practice, like, do you practice? Like, do you work on these long shots? And he doesn't. He just plays FIFA. So I, you know, I think that's like, great. It just, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy how talented these guys are. The fourth goal then, Kateppe got one. So I think Tepe now has 2 goals and 2 assists on the season.
Is he freshman?
Yeah, freshman. So I was looking to see freshman records, and Bonham played as a freshman who had like 11 goals. So I was hoping that Tepe could get some recognition, you know, historically, you know, freshman point total. But I think that that record will probably never be broken.
Right. That's that's getting after it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we just played really well from start to finish. The guys were extremely hungry. We knew we had, you know, 3 guys on Lakota East that are super, super talented, and the whole team is, you know, a very well-rounded, good team. You know, we focused on, Luke and Jack and Shapiro, and, you know, those 3 players are, you know, outstanding talents and, you know, guys that will obviously be playing at the next level. And we were just, you know, we played hard. We had good focus. We had a good message, and, you know, we went forward.
Pretty much what you thought when we did our podcast prior to last night's game. You expected the guys to come up and play hard, execute the game plan, and you knew what East was bringing over to Sycamore, and it sounds like everything held true.
Yeah, I mean, what I asked the guys, you know, is don't be individuals, don't be heroes. Play as a team. You know, if we play as 11 strong guys, no one can, you know, individually break off 1 or 2 of us. You know, if we try to do things by ourselves, if we're not making the extra pass, if we're not keeping our head up to see, you know, who's around us, you know, where we can put ourselves in position offensively or defensively, you know, if we only care about ourselves, then, you know, we will lose games.
Sure.
And that happened at Trinity. You know, we didn't really do individual jobs correctly, and we lost. That happened versus Fairfield, where, you know, we didn't really put ourselves in good defensive shape, and we tied. LaSalle, we all tried to do it ourselves, and we tied. So if we do everything as a unit and as a team, you know, 11 strong guys, and we pick each other up, no negativity on the field,
right?
You know, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to give up goals. We're going to make bad passes. If we pick each other up and keep that focus, then, you know, I like our chances.
Sounds great. Well, the Crusaders were victorious 4-1 over the Thunderhawks in advance to the district finals?
Yeah, so...
District finals.
I don't know. So I kept saying it was a sectional championship last night. I guess now they called that the district semis. I don't know if that's like...
That was sectional championship last night, and then it goes straight to the district finals. They don't have a... district semis, I don't think. you have a regional semi, then right. A regional final. But Saturday will be the district finals, and our opponent will be Centerville Elks at Hamilton High School, 7 p.m. We will be bringing you the live audio at 7 p.m. Richard Skinner and Danny Welling will bring you all the live action. Coach, why don't we take a break? We'll come back. Let's talk about our preparation for the Elks on Saturday and the practice plan on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for the Crusaders and kind of go that round. How's that sound?
Perfect.
Sounds good. We'll be right back. Some investors have time to manage their own portfolios. Others don't. That's why Raymond James & Associates offers several types of professionally managed programs designed to meet your needs. Call financial advisor David Rodrigo today at 513-786-7842. That's 513-786-7842. He is located in Blue Ash, Ohio to discuss professional asset management. Raymond James Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Life well planned. Are you looking to produce your own podcast? ESP Media has state-of-the-art audio and video production studios available for you. Our studio rental rates are the most competitive in town. Contact us today at sales@espmediasn.com or 513-655-4966. That's 513-655-4966. It's your podcast. We just produce it. Welcome back into the studios of ESP Media. I'm Rob Ebel with head coach Mike Welker, podcast number 12, I think it is, coach. Second segment, let's talk about our upcoming opponent, the Centerville Elks at Hamilton High School, 7 p.m. They were victorious over Springboro, I believe.
Yeah, double overtime. Double OT.
So does that mean penalty kicks?
No. They were able to score prior to penalty kicks. So I think it was 2-1 final.
Yes, I'm looking at this. It was 2-1 final. So Centerville comes in 13. Nope, that's wrong. Yeah, 13-3-3.
Mm-hmm.
And they have we have four like opponents on the schedule: Lakota West, Mason, Lakota East, and St. Xavier. So a handful of teams that we've played. You know, when we look at the statistics, they certainly have a score that's right up there in the GWOC. Christian Cohen has 40 points. He's played in every game. You know, so he's third in the GWOC on scoring, and that's a lot of schools. So he's way up there. So somebody to really watch. And their goalie, Jonathan Huelsman, only has 39 saves. So that tells me their defense must be doing a good job keeping shots off goal, right?
Yeah. Centerville, I believe, is the all-time winningest Division I boys soccer school, I think. So they have a super storied program at Centerville. They're always strong. They're always tough. And they play real soccer. So they're not going to do anything gimmicky. They're going to play really hard defense. They're going to, you know, try to work the ball around, get it wide, get it in. They're a very sound team. Their coach is a fantastic coach. You know, he'll have them ready, obviously. They play a difficult schedule, you know, playing the teams that you named in addition to
their GWOC schedule,
Beaver
right?
Creek and yep. Springboro and everybody else. So they'll be, you know, they'll be a tested team. They have a lot of high level club players that will be, you know, that will be facing. They have some really good clubs in Dayton, Galaxies and others that, you know, rival the OEs,
sure.
You know, and the Cincinnati Uniteds of Cincinnati. So, you know, we have to be ready. You know, it's like what we said last time, there's no more easy games. You know, Fairfield lost last night to Loveland. You know, anybody, Mason lost to St. X.
Weren't you surprised? Somewhat?
Yes and no. I mean, Loveland was good. Like, that's, I mean,
they were
a good
team. And that's no disrespect to Loveland. I just thought Fairfield was really solid.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's where we're at now. That, right. You know, opportunities, and soccer's weird. You know, I say it all the time, soccer's a weird sport. You know, it's not like basketball where you can kind of sneak up on somebody and, you know, you kind of know what you are in basketball. You might have an off night and not make your threes or, you know, your free throws or whatever, but you kind of know who you are. In soccer, you know, it's really hard to score. It's really, really hard to score goals, and you just try to maximize your opportunities. And, you know, I don't know what happened in that game, but I would assume that Loveland took advantage of their opportunities when they had them. So,
sure.
But, yeah, I mean, we need to be ready. You know, Centerville, they're ranked – I think they were ranked like third, but that's deceiving. They're the number 13 team in the state.
Right.
You know, so, you know, Beaver Creek was, I think, two.
Yeah, they were two, right.
Carroll, I think, is like nine. And then Centerville's 13. So it's not like they're not just the number three team in Dayton. They're the number 13 team in the state.
Right.
So, you know, there's no more easy games for us. We just got to be ready. And honestly, like, I'm having so much fun. And, you know, I want to play the best teams. Like,
sure.
We've gotten this point, gotten this far playing the best of the best. Like, we want to keep playing them. And not because we're, you know, some big bad soccer team. It's because it's fun. You get yep. amped up. Win or lose, like, we're going to at least be like, I know Centerville's a great team. If we lose to Centerville, we lose to Centerville. Like, I'm not going to be happy, obviously, but you tip your cap to a great program and a great team, and, you know, we can live with that.
Well, you know, stepping it up for a game like Saturday against Centerville is no different than a regular season match that you've faced all year.
Yeah, and like, there was a method to my madness.
Sure.
You know, I took a lot of flack, you know, a lot of comments, and, you know, I guess I got some pent up anger still of not being able to let it go. But what we tried to build has worked.
Yep.
You know, we played everyone that we possibly could. I picked up for next year. I picked up two really good teams. I picked up Olentangy Liberty and Dublin Kaufman for next year. So we're dropping Louisville Trinity and Covcast. So, you know, nothing's changing. We
sure.
want to play the best of the best. We want to play the best of the best in Ohio. You know, there's a method to our madness. There was a method to doing all the preseason tournaments and using Beacon and everybody else. And, you know, we're one of 32 teams left now in the state. We're playing for a district championship. Steve Albrink is saying that we've only won once. I think that I disagree with that. I think we've won two or three times, but for argument's sake, I'll agree with him and say we've only won one time. So, you know, we're playing for something on Saturday that has only been done one time previously in Molar history. So, you know, it's a cool honor for us. It's a cool achievement for us. I wouldn't want it any other way.
Right. No, that sounds great. So you have 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Will the kids get a day off, or are you just going to go light?
No. No more days off. So we go today. We'll go light. Typically day after games, we do heavy stretching. We do some ball work, and then we'll play like a fun game. We'll play like kickball or soccer, baseball or World Cup or something. It's always funny. So this is going to be a tangent. We day after GCL games, the freshman GCL team usually comes to Moeller.
Right.
And it always cracked me up when, our varsity practice would be ending when the freshman game was getting ready to start. And, these freshman teams would come and see, Moeller, GCL champions, number one team in the city, and we're playing World Cup, which is like what they play with like 10-year-olds, and like rec soccer. So it always cracked me up when people were like, how in the world are these guys good? But anyways, Thursday, then we'll ramp it up really hard, and then Friday will just be pure game prep for Centerville.
Got it. Okay. Well, let's do a recap in the area here. Who's playing what? Let's see. The St. Xavier Bombers beat the Mason Comets 1-0 last night, so they will face the winner of the Loveland-Fairfield match, which was, how about this, Loveland 3, Fairfield 0. So St. Xavier will play Loveland at 7 o'clock at Princeton High School on Saturday. So that should be Jim Dandy.
And that game, I'll give a little color commentary here.
Sure.
That's going to be an awesome game. Loveland has, what's his name? Ian Fields, I think is his name, Fields. He plays with Jordan and Peters. He was one of the more talented kids I've seen in the city. And, St. X is going to have their hands full with him. But, St. X, I've said all year, I think that they're top two, top three team in the city,
no doubt.
In the state. I think they're a really, 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 really good soccer team. And that game will be an awesome game to watch. That'll be a good one. That'll definitely be a good one.
Then Carroll played Northmont, and Carroll defeated Northmont 3-2 to then face the winner of Anderson Sycamore, which Anderson won 2-1. So that's the other side of the bracket. So St. Xavier, Loveland, the winners of that will play the winner of Carroll versus Anderson.
And Anderson, we know everything about Anderson.
Sure.
I can't say enough about Jones and, the job that he's done this year. He's my friend. I hope that we get to play him again.
It'll be a great match. And then on the other side of our bracket, Beaver Creek faced Miamisburg, and Beaver Creek won 7-0 in the lower bracket to then face the winner of Lakota West Milford, and Lakota West won that match 3-1. So Lakota West versus Beaver Creek will face the winner of Moeller versus Centerville. So that's
Lakota West Beaver Creek. That is like a monster matchup. Monster.
Yeah, it should be a good one, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, Lyndon Eberle, the striker for Lakota West, is on another level right now. Like, he is on a whole nother level. Beaver Creek's number 10 in the country by USA Today or something like that, 10, 12, something in that range. But Lyndon Eberle is a man on a mission right now.
Could be a difference maker.
Yep. Oh, he will be. I mean, he will for sure be the, he's the man. He's the man right now, and he is playing out of his mind for Lakota West. So it'll be a good, good matchup to watch.
Sounds great. Well, we will get back together on Monday after your Saturday match versus Centerville, 7 o'clock once again at Hamilton High School. We will be bringing you all the live audio coverage on letsgobigmo.com. Coach, best of luck against the Elks. Hope it's a great night for the Crusaders, and let's go get that next victory.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Take care.